Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Anything going on? I'm just curious. There's got to be something going on. The stock markets are doing better. That's a good thing, is it not? If you are looking at your IRA, your 401k, your Roth IRA, any of those nifty things. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35. He's going to chat with us a little bit about, being better positioned. And, you know, it's not stock advice. Hey, you got to buy this. Buy it now. Sell short. Buy long. Build. I don't know. Whatever all that stuff. It's not that. What I have found. And what was, you know what's weird? A little surprising. I'm not a finance guy. You probably figured that out, right? It's just because there's numbers involved and I'm not a numbers guy. So I don't know. I need other people who understand that stuff. I don't. I thought for a long time when I was a kid that I would do that. Because I had a cousin who was a big-time stockbroker in New York, and I used to go and visit him. And it was really cool to be at the stock exchange and the cafeteria there, the lunchroom, dining room, whatever. I mean, it was pretty cool. And sitting in there, the food was great, probably no great shock there, but sitting in there, Andrew was his name, and sometimes his sons, because his sons and I are, I'm older, but comparable age, and I would go up and visit them in New York. That was really cool. It really was. It was really, really cool. I remember sitting there with the Wall Street Journal and all of these tickers. You know, it was really old style. I mean, I was a little kid, and the silverware was heavy. Doesn't that seem like a crazy thing to mention? But the silverware was really heavy, which indicated to me that it was really well made, right? So it was very expensive. And that was the point of it, believe me. It wasn't to help you build up your biceps lifting that spoon or that fork. It was to let you know,
well, we have a lot of money here. We spent it on cutlery.
Okay. But I never quite understood any of it. And so it became pretty clear to me, hey, that's not going to be my career path. And then, as you know, my first real jobs as a cop, I wasn't making enough money that I could really think about and say, oh, someday this or someday that. And I was young. I was single. And I looked at some of my my coworkers, some of the other guys on the job, were married with kids. They had families. They were into this, and they were talking about pensions and do we or do we not get lifetime health care? That was something they spoke about even then. I didn't care about any of that stuff. I didn't. I cared about running and gunning. And, you know, I looked good in a uniform, and I could easily run after bad guys, and I got to drive really fast. I mean, that was my frame of reference. And I just didn't have a focus on financial components to that. And then I get involved in this goofy world of entertainment, right? Working pro wrestling, 34, almost 35 years now in talk radio. And there have been times where I've done rather well, right? You do morning drives in Boston, let me tell you something. You actually make a couple of dollars. That's the reality of it. Doing drive time in San Francisco and Miami, we did okay. Philadelphia, right? So now all of a sudden, there's a couple of dollars. Now, my parents never had two nickels to rub together, ever. And with that, well, I just didn't know, right? Since they didn't know, just didn't have any idea about finances. And so it just wasn't my thing. But now all of a sudden I had a couple of dollars. And then I've got a wife, and then I've got kids, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, this is something we need to deal with. And the best guy that I have ever dealt with has been Carl Carlson, because Carl's approach has always been really, honestly, about helping. And it's not easy work. It really just is not an easy thing. And that's why I like talking to Carl. And that's why I really do like having him on the program. And I like telling people about what he does and how he does it. And so he'll be with us at 4:35. And we've got Mark Klein joining us at 5:35, the president of the ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. Really getting hot and heavy now with the Heritage Foundation. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll tell you what, I'm not giving a nickel to anybody. Here we are, we're talking about finances, right? But I'm not giving a nickel to anybody. Until they get their stuff straightened out. So, Republican Party of Virginia, please, leave me alone. I'm not sending you guys any money until you actually know how to run a party. That's just a local thing. Heritage Foundation, I've been very impressed with some of the stuff that's happened over the years, but boy, these connections with people who seem very, very comfortable with Jew hatred, not interested. Not interested. And if that means that the leadership at the Heritage Foundation needs to resign, then so be it. That's what needs to happen. If that means that every one of us who in the past has been supportive of Heritage needs to say, Don't even reach out to me. Don't send me an email. Don't send me a text. I don't want to have any voicemails. I don't want anything from you until such time as you get your stuff together. Period. End of story. So we'll talk with Mort Klein about that at 5:35. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is a lovely Monday. I'm taking a look at one of the texts coming in here. It says, Jeff, President Trump needs to move all these agencies out of D.C. so we can get these carpetbaggers out of Virginia. Well, it might be a little bit too late for that, but maybe not. You know, with this Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, saying, well, we're going to redistrict. I think there's only one Republican in Maryland anyway, and he wants to get rid of them. Well, what happens then? I would say, if you're President Trump, you say, listen, you guys do that, that's fine. But we're going to move all of the federal employees that are in Maryland, we're going to move them elsewhere. Now, the president can do this, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to try and set up roadblocks with these district court judges. But there's got to be some sort of recompense. At some point, somebody has to say, all right, you can do that, but you shouldn't. It's a little bit like the whole speaking freely thing. People always say, you know, I have the right to say this. I get you. I cannot be, I have the right to say something. You do. Question becomes, should you say it? I have the right to call that person this name and that name. Yeah, you absolutely do. But that's not the question. The question is, should you? I think it has to be the exact same thing when it comes to these federal employees. The states that want to redistrict and eliminate every Republican, yeah, you would apparently have the ability to do that. You would have, quote, the right to do that. But the president should say, here's what happens if you do that. Here is what happens when that happens, if that happens. Maybe that ought not happen. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA on a Monday afternoon. It is cold. No doubt about the man, it is cold. I'm embarrassed by how cold I am at this point, but I think it's true. I mean, you move south, you get used to warmer weather, and you just keep moving south, right?
Good grief.
Well, fine. Yes, I am complaining and moaning and whining. There you have it. Hope you're happy now, big jerk. Oh, that's me, the big jerk. Right. Hey, the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Anybody else impacted by the weather in that way? Because it's weird. You know, we've got my youngest guy, Joe, has his own Emily. We have a lot of Emilys involved in the Katz family, I've noticed. Anyway, so Joe's Emily grew up here. And so she loves the snow and cold weather. Like, she looks forward to snow. And I'm thinking, hey, sweetie, you're a nice girl and all, but I think you're crazy. Because I grew up with it. That's what I had all the time. You shovel enough, you think, that's it. Nobody shovels sunshine. But then I moved even further north, remember? Thanks to Heidi and WRKO, legendary, another legendary radio station. But let me tell you something, that was cold. And that was snow measured in feet. I got friends who are from upstate New York. You can't even talk to them between, I think it's Halloween and Independence Day. Because in between those times, they're just snowed in. Talk to Carl Leonard, grew up in Buffalo, for goodness sakes, for the most part. That's why he can do the polar plunge. Right. Because polar plunge in the Atlantic here in Virginia, I mean, honestly, that's like Independence Day up in Buffalo. It's crazy. And from RVA says, hey, good afternoon, Jeff. Can we hear Germs Millard, the Mallard Minute? He needs to be a big part of the 100th anniversary celebration. Thank you. Yes. Jeremy has done such amazing work with these centennial minutes. And I know did we not just get the final okie doke for the Millard the Mallard one a few moments ago? So, yeah, we're going to get that on. And remember, I own Millard. It sounds crazy, but I do. I bought Millard the Mallard. I know he's hanging out there, and I've given him full permission to be part of the 100th anniversary of WRVA. Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio W. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Yes, it is chilly. Doggone right, it's chilly. All right, it's cold. I've become a weather wimp. 14 years south of the Mason-Dixon line, we'll do that, right? Yeah, really, when it used to be 50 degrees, when it was 50 degrees and I lived in Boston, I was wearing shorts and a sleeveless t-shirt and flip-flops. Now? Space heater, couple of shirts, a sweatshirt, sweatpants. Yeah, you know, the whole deal. Anyway, I'll tell you what will warm me up is listening to some of the information coming in from Wall Street, right? Lots of major increases in the markets. I think that's good. Isn't that reason for confidence? It's not? Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is the guy that I trust and have trusted for years now. He's the guy that tells me whether I should or should not be confident in what's going on in the market. So, Carl, welcome, my friend. Is today a day for confidence or a day to hide under the desk?
I think it's a day for confidence, and I'll take my chili with some Frito-Lay chips in it.
Ah, there you go. I like... Ooh, boy, that sounds good, actually. Now that you... Wow. You've made that a time or two now that I'm thinking about it. All right. That's something you want to feature on your new Coffee with Carlson thing. You want to do like a little lunch and learn. Let's work some more food into this.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Guernsey cream. My favorite combination.
There you go. You and your cows now. You really do have cows. That's amazing to me. I want to hear about that, but first I want to hear, because we were joking about it, but honestly, if you're getting ready to retire, people go back and forth between I'm terrified and maybe I'm a little confident, but you're saying, yeah, this is not a bad time.
No, I'm pretty optimistic. It's there's some advisors out there that are optimistic. I think a poll just came out showing the majority of financial advisors are optimistic about the market, so I'm right along there with them. And what has to happen, though, is if you're retired or about to retire, if you don't have a good plan in place, including a strategy for your investments and a strategy for your withdrawals.
Yeah.
If you don't have a strategy for withdrawals, you might be having withdrawals.
Right. Right.
And because you'll be gulping if you need money out of your investments, and the stock market has dropped a lot because you'll have to sell a bunch of stocks that are down, and that does not feel good. So if you have a good strategy, all you need to do is figure out, well, how much income do I need out of my investments? And I need to make sure that I have a nice little stack of safe money that I can go draw from that'll last me 3 to 5 years if I need it to while I'm waiting for the market to come back up. So usually it doesn't ever take that long. Rarely does it take that long. Maybe the market's down 6 months, 9 months, sometimes stretches to a year and a half. But for the most part, if you have a nice little stockpile of safe money, market drops, you just move right over there and take your living money out of the safe money. Mm-hmm. All good, all confidence, all easy. And then as soon as the market comes back, you take some money out of the market and replenish your safe money and start getting money out of the market again. That's a withdrawal strategy.
It's a fascinating thing to think about because, I have to put these things in ways that I understand. So I know what you've done for us. I know that we have X number of dollars in the market and we're invested in whatever it is we're invested in. And then over here is what you call the safe money. And I look at it and I'm thinking, okay, so you're telling me, Carl, if I need to, I can take X number of dollars out of there and we're going to be fine because, number one, you've grown it and it's a much bigger pile than we started with. But number two, this whole market thing essentially balances everything out and grows it. And then you, because it's not me, let's be honest here. I'm not moving anything. I'm not developing a withdrawal strategy because if it were mine.
We're doing that for you.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing it for me. So you're moving that stuff when it needs to be moved and doing it right.
Yep. And that is something that is going to just help give you tremendous confidence.
Yeah.
Because now you know that somebody knows how to do it, has you positioned to do it, and whenever we need to execute on it, we'll execute on it, and no problem.
I have to ask you about timing, and let me remind everybody, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is joining us. So that you know, Carl is my financial planner, and the Carlson Financial team, and it really is a team, different financial advisors and planners handle, you know, this part, that part. Carl's kind of at the top of my financial planning pyramid there. I tell people all the time about what you've done for us and how happy I am, Carl, but I get a lot of people going, yeah, I know, Jeff, but... you know, I'm X number of years old. It's just too late for me to work with somebody. They're wrong, aren't they?
It's never too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late. A lot of times people do think that, but, you know, we can jump in, figure things out, move things around, and 9 months later, you can be in way better shape.
Yeah.
So it's never too late.
What about these changes in tax policy? Because that is one of the many things that Carlson Financial is looking at. And your guys, you as well, have tried to explain it to me. Hey, this Roth IRA, as an example, now's the time to, what do? We converted it, we convinced it, we concocted it. I don't know. It was something with a C. I remember that.
Converted.
Converted.
You got it right. Almost.
Right. You converted.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah. And I got to tell you something, Carl. This is the part that I try and share with people. You're talking about numbers and me, and I'm thinking, there's no way that that number is right. I can't possibly be a thousandaire. But there it is, and I'm looking at the numbers. You did try to explain the Roth IRA thing to me. Can you try and explain it to everybody? Why do you or do you not convert because of these new tax implications?
So when you have an IRA, some point down the road, you're going to have to take money out, and it has a very likely chance of increasing your taxes on other things. And at a point, they force you to take it out. That's required minimum distributions. And it can cause domino effects with your taxes. So you can convert it. You figure out how much and when, and maybe over a period of years, and you're moving it out of the IRA in, and converting it into a Roth IRA, where now it will never be taxed again as long as you live.
Wow.
You have to pay some taxes when you convert it.
Right.
But if you're figuring that out, those taxes are going to be lower than what they would have caused additional taxes in the future.
Yep.
So
yep.
Pay the tax when you can get it out a little lower. You get it into a Roth. And then when it's in the Roth, it's growing tax-free for the rest of your life.
I love that.
And that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Hey, you take my word on it. That's a huge deal, Mr. Carlson. I came home.
Yep.
That day, you know, Heidi was out of town at our last meeting, but I came home and I said, look, we're taking this amount out of the IRA and it's going to be converted into the Roth IRA. I said, oh, you know, that's a lot of money. I said, yeah. And it's going to boost our income this year because we're going to pay taxes. Oh, my God, what are they thinking? And I said, well, here's what we're thinking. And I showed her. I said, well, if we wait and we take it out at whatever the age, I don't remember what you told me, but whatever the age is. We wait. Now, we're going to have to do it at some point, right? There's no options here because it's the federal government saying,
yep,
hey, we want our bite. That's what this comes back to, right? It's we
yep
want our taste of this. I said, so if we do it now, here's how much we pay in taxes. If we wait to do it then, here's how much we'll pay in taxes. And she's like, well, why didn't we just do it last year? So I don't know, Carl. Apparently, she would have been ready to do it last year if somebody said we should have done that.
Wow, you did convince her. Yeah,
right? I should be over on your team now. I want a Carl Carlson hat. I want a Carlson Financial hat. Is there a strategy to that as well? Does it make more sense? And I don't know. I mean, you know, I work with people who are in their 40s. Should they be converting now or do they wait till they're in their 50s or 60s? I mean, it's all different, right?
Yeah, it's different for everyone. So it depends on your income in that particular year,
mm-hmm,
and tax brackets. And then it also depends on where we would forecast what kind of tax bracket somebody is going to be in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years. So
yeah,
as things start unfolding, it can be that we're looking at it and saying, you know, now your investments have grown a lot more than we expected, than we originally planned, because we were planning conservatively. But now you're going to get yourself in a tax position, which is good because your stuff has grown a lot more.
Right.
But let's now make sure we take care of the taxes that this growth is going to cause and keep them low. Keep them low now and in the future.
I want you to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, Carl. And let me remind everybody, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is here. CarlsonFinancial.com is the website. 844-CARLSON is the number. Carl is my financial planner and advisor, just so everybody understands that, and has done it for years. And I am just thrilled with what they have done. Heidi is thrilled.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With what they have done... life insurance component, because you actually gave me homework the last time we met, and as with any good student, I put it off as long as I can, and I guess I actually have to do this now because I'm sharing with everybody, but you wanted information about life insurance and values and stuff. Explain to me what it is that I'm supposed to be looking for, because I'm sure there's somebody else in the same situation.
Definitely. So, and especially if you have someone, as you do with Julia, that you have to make sure you're taking care of her if something were to happen to you, that requires a certain type of insurance, and that's generally a insurance policy that's permanent, like a whole life instead of a term life. So you may have one, but that one may not be the best one. Mm-hmm. So you actually need to go shopping and say, is there a better life insurance plan out there for me and for my spouse and for Julia, anyone else that you need to be taken care of? And so we can get the current numbers that you have and get those in, and we can run them against other policies that are out there and say, you know what, you would be way better off. Generally, that's what we find. Mm-hmm. You'd be way better off if you were in this policy instead of that one. Now, the problem could be if your health isn't as good now as it was back then, that could be an issue, or it may not be an issue.
Yeah.
But if your health is still good, definitely you should be looking at it. And even if it's not quite as good, you could still find better policies out there.
Gotcha. I'm one of those weird people, Carl. My health is better now than it was a couple of years ago. All kidding aside, it really is. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Good
I don't have any cows or anything cool like that, but you know, I little dose of better health, I'll take it. You and your cows have fun doing whatever you and your cows do out there on the. What do they call that place where you keep the cows? Is that like the cow repository? What is that?
Well, it's something like that. It's
something
the
like
dairy farm.
Dairy farm. Yeah, I was this close to us, said Mr. City Boy. All right. Carl, listen, man, you know this. I love you and the crew at Carlson Financial. Whether you're on the radio or off the radio, I'm telling people about Carlson Financial. I always send them first to connect with Carlson.com. You've got that free retirement toolkit there. But when they're ready, right, people have looked at it, run some numbers, what is the way that they need to get in touch with you and the team?
So they can call us at 844-CARLSON or reach out at carlsonfinancial.com. And then coming soon, they're going to be able to get my daily Coffee with Carl, and where I give some words of wisdom on some financial topic every day. And on Sunday, it's updates from the farm.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you are providing more material for Heidi to point at me and laugh, because I said, look, Carl has really big dogs now out in his yard. And
honey, those are cows.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't even get the honey, man. I just got this big head shake. You could have heard all the way to Colorado, my friend. So it was what it was. Carl, love having you here, man. We will talk again soon. That is Carl Carlson, great guy. You betcha, sir. My financial advisor, my financial planner, and I'm just telling you, he's done exactly what we asked him to do and then some. And it's, for us anyway, our why, right? Simon Sinek said, start with why. Our why, my why is Julia. And he's done yeoman's work for Julia. Jeff.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.